Hello and welcome. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. My name is Sarah Borufka. In today's edition of our Sunday music show, we actually have two very special guests in the studio today, the bass player and one of the singers of Bellamy Moon, a very young and dynamic Prague-based band. The singer is Karolina Hezmankova. Hey, Karolina.
Good welcome. Afternoon. Thank you.
And the bass player is Peter Charlton. Welcome, Peter.
Hi.
So Bellamy Moon has two front singers, and I believe one of them is actually your sister, Karolina. Is it a bit of a family affair, your band?
It looks a bit like that, since Pete is my boyfriend, he's the bass player, and Kristina is my sister, so that's already three members of the six in total. So it's kind of a half family business, I would say.
And how have you met each other?
Well, I think I know the longest friendship I have with our drummer, Jakub Geisler. I know him since I was 14, and we were both in different bands, and I really liked the way he played the drums. And when I came back from Amsterdam in 2005, where I was studying Art Academy, he invited me for one rehearsal of his new starting band. Just to have a jam and with no expectations. So I went, and that's how it started. I think it was 2006 or something like that. We had few rehearsals, just jamming around. And then we started kind of seriously thinking about establishing a band. So that was around 2007. And then we had another bass player in, which left the band. So in 2008, we got this kind of final situation, or I don't know how you say it, like
arrangement
of the band with Pete playing the bass, and my sister joined in as well for the second vocal.
And Pete, had you played with other local bands before? Because you're not from the Czech Republic, so...
I haven't been in a band in Prague before, no. No, I've been in... I lived in Amsterdam, Netherlands, for a long time. Had a band there. Had a band in England when I was studying in Sheffield. So this is the first time I played in a band in the Czech Republic.
And how do you like it here, by the way?
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, it's a great scene.
And your band has an English name, Bellamy Moon. Whose idea was it to give the band this name?
Well, I think it was actually us two in the end. Yeah, but we went through a long process. I think that we enjoyed with the band very much to just fantasize about the title of the band. And it took us about a year and a half or something. Mm-hmm. After each rehearsal, we went to sit in Café Slatkovský or Shakespeare. Now it's Café Blasé. And just chat about like the possibilities of name. And I think the conclusion came when we had 1 week before the first concert, and we just had to print out some invitations and decide on a name. And we were walking through Vršovice. There was a huge moon in the sky. And I thought, what about something with the moon in it? And then I remembered that Pete was telling me a story about that there was some research, I don't know, from NASA, that the moon is possibly hollow or has like no...
This may or may not be true.
Whatever, but there was some spaceship that crashed, some part.
Yeah, it was just a nice story.
And then it resonated as a bell, that the moon resonated as a bell. And I found that very kind of nice image. So that was the bell part. And then we both lived in Amsterdam, and there was this street called Bellamy, which we both really much liked the name of it. So we put this together in order to create a name that is not really anything specific. It's more atmospheric, that it sounds nice and is open to different layers of interpretation.
It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah. And a cool backstory. And you actually have two singers, two voices, which I think really works very well. And we will hear that in the next song, which is called Morning Creatures, and has some really cool lyrics. For example, when the fire burns, let the fire burn. I like that very much. So next up, Morning Creatures by Bellamy Moon.
Welcome to the beat. Morning creatures, come to the beat of your soul. Welcome to the beat. forgotten future. Come to the beat of your heart. Come to the beat. Well, hear the morning creatures. Come to the beat of your soul. Come to the beat. Well, a forgotten future. Come to the beat of your heart. Come to the beat. Well, hear the morning creatures. Come to the beat of your soul. To the beat of your heart. When the fire lights up the shadows of the ancient tree, we are silent underneath the wings.
Suddenly our eyes have changed, the same color, the same form, but the gray.
The grace.
Is it the fire or is it the silence? Is it an important one? Is it the fire or is it the silence? Is it an important one?
When the fire lights up the shadows of the ancient tree,
we are silent. Is it important? Important what?
'Cause when the fire burns, let the fire burn. When the fire burns, let the fire burn. When the fire burns, let the fire burn. When the fire burns, let the fire. Let the fire burn, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn, the fire burn. Let the fire burn. Let the fire burn, the fire burn. Let the fire burn, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn, the fire burn. Let the fire burn, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn, the fire burn.
Of your heart,
welcome to the beat.
You, the morning creatures,
come to the beat
of your soul.
Welcome to the beat.
Our forgotten future, come to the beat of your heart.
That was Morning Creatures, a song by Bellamy Moon, and we actually have the bass player and one of the singers from the band in the studio with us today, and you are listening to the Sunday Music Show here on Radio Prague. Now, your lyrics are mostly in English. May I ask who writes them?
Mainly I do. I think all the ones that are in English I write. It's true that in a few songs we collaborated together with Pete. Since he's a native English speaker, it helps to kind of improve some parts, would say, correct or mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you find it difficult to work in a language that is not your native tongue, or does it help to kind of maybe not have this completely personal feeling?
Well, for me, actually, it's other way around, because since I was 21, I left the Czech Republic for Amsterdam, where I studied art academy in English, and I kind of developed my personality there in English, and all my writings about, like, you know, art or ideas, research, all of that was in English. And then spontaneously, I don't think that I really write lyrics. It's more that they come to me and they kind of spontaneously came in English, because it was the language that I was using at the time. And it didn't really change, because we live with Pete kind of bit remote life, and most of the time we speak in English. So it's uncontrary. I have quite problems to switch to feel and open to the Czech language.
Okay, wow, that's interesting. But actually, the next song I want to play is in Czech, and it's called Hladina, surface, I guess you would translate it in English. Could you just tell us before we listen to it what it's about?
I think it's one of the latest songs that we recorded and that I wrote. It is about water and connection with water. I mean, the story would be a bit, I think, too long to say from the beginning. But I think it started from the connection of two words, hladit and hladina. Hladit means to stroke, and hladina is surface or water level. And that's where it started. Maybe that's just enough for now. And if people want to know more, then we can have some communication on Facebook or whatever it's
for. That's a good idea, exactly. So let's listen to Hladina by Bellamy Moon.
Co přes kameny tvé se valí, jsem pěna. Co v meandru se zatočí, než pohltí déšť, co z očí tví po ňadrech mí stéká. Tak zastav proud, než pohltí mne déšť.
Hladina, a song by Bellamy Moon, and you are listening to the Sunday Music Show here on Radio Prague. And we have two studio guests today, bass player Peter Charlton and Karolina Hezmanková. So I believe you're actually still in the process of recording new material. Can you talk a bit about how your approach is and when we can expect a full-length album?
Well, I think the full-length album could well be sometime in the autumn. But you know, since we're not a signed band, we don't have a label, so there's nobody kind of pushing us. There's no deadline, so it's just as you know, it comes out when we're finished, when we're ready with it, and but we're aiming for autumn anyway. That should be the date.
And do you experience it as kind of nicer to be independent and not have this pressure or this label behind you, or is that something that in the long run you would be open for or open to?
I guess it depends on the terms of the contract with the label. I definitely enjoy the creative freedom of not having somebody external telling you what to do, how to sound, that kind of thing. That's a great thing. Obviously, what a label can do for you is get you exposure and distribution and that kind of thing, which we don't have. So, that you know, there's pros and cons.
And on your website, bellamymoon.com, you can actually download these four songs for free. Mm-hmm. Was that a conscious decision to not do a kind of paid download, but to say, okay, here is our music? And
at this point, yes, it's definitely a conscious decision because, you know, we're just starting out relatively. So, you know, we need exposure. We need people to listen to us. And, you know, the whole financial aspect of it is really secondary to us at the moment. We just want to get the music out there.
Cool. And the next song we're going to play by Bellamy Moon is also available for free download on their website, and it's called Frog Song. It's a very sweet kind of love song from what I understand. So next up, Frog Song by Bellamy Moon.
You got life to live, you got love to give, you got love, 'cause love is what it takes to be in harmony, to be loved. Love, sweet love. Love, sweet love.
We gave you everything.
was Frog Song by Bellamy Moon, an up-and-coming Prague band that is the subject of our Sunday music show here on Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. And we have singer and bass player of the band in the studio with us today. They are currently recording some new material, but they also recently played at Prague's Café Popo Petlo. And I was wondering how often Prague residents can see you live.
Well, I think that is very hard to answer. I think an average once a month, would say maybe once in 2 months. Sometimes it's twice a month, sometimes it's once per 2 months. But the next time, we already now know that we will play, will be on the 12th of May, which will be at Kampa outside. It will be kind of afternoon, late afternoon, evening concert that will be part of some celebration of Days of European Union or something like this. We were invited to perform in the park for people, for kind of a lot of public. So if it's going to be a nice day, it should be Saturday, I think. I think it's Saturday. So yeah, if people will have their walk in the afternoon around Kampa area, please come and check us out.
They may very well hear you play there. That should be nice, especially if the weather is good, as you said. And I believe that concert information will be updated on your website and on your Facebook page. So make sure to find Bellamy Moon either on Facebook or on their own website, bellamymoon.com. And I was also wondering, maybe Pete, you can answer this. What is your favorite aspect of playing live, and how does it differ from playing in a studio?
Oh, it's a totally different thing. I mean, live is just in the moment, and you don't get a second chance. Obviously, in the studio, you can edit and re-edit to your heart's content. But in a live situation, it's about the feedback between the band members and between the audience and the band, and there's nothing else like it, really.
And in terms of musical training, I believe neither of you has gone to a classical kind of music school, so maybe how did you discover your love for playing instruments, singing, and all that?
I start. I think it was somehow spontaneous, intuitive process. I never had the dream to be a singer or writer, but neither to be an artist, and it just happened. I think that for me, somehow, it's just another form of expression of some concept or some thought. So when I get some inspiration, I might produce a sculpture or a drawing or a poem, or the poem might turn into lyrics and a melody might come with it. But it's just intuitive, spontaneous process of creating.
Yeah, I started playing the bass when I was about 16 years old, as a lot of teenagers do, get into a band for the whole social aspect of it and the fun of playing music. And after that, I kind of got into a different track, which was composing for myself and for theatre. And then I got into the whole technical aspect of it, recording and producing, and it's a whole world in itself, and it's a never-ending fascination.
Well, that sounds like something you should definitely keep going then. And we have one last song for you by Bellamy Moon that we'll play, and it's called Mirroring Faces.
Small, change your way of seeing, you being so blind you don't see the sun, forgetting the feeling. Oh no, I'm mirroring faces, faces of shadow. Where did they come from and where do they go? Was I still dancing or did I go home away from the shadow?
By Bellamy Moon here on Radio Prague, and I'm afraid this song brings us to the end of our Sunday music show, which today was dedicated to an up-and-coming local Prague band, Bellamy Moon. Thank you very much to our studio guests, Carolina and Pete, a singer and a bassist from the band, for coming into the studio today. And our listeners should make sure to check Bellamy Moon out on Facebook, where they have a page, and also on their website, bellamymoon.com, where you can download all of their songs for free and also find out about their next shows and other plans. And I believe Carolina and Peter also would like to say goodbye to our listeners.
We just want to maybe just say thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having us.
For having us, and I hope that people will enjoy our music and we will meet them in person at one of our concerts. Thanks.
Please tell us also if you've got any thoughts on what you've heard on the show today, how you like the music by Bellamy Moon. You can let us know either at our email address, english@radio.cz, of course also on Facebook, or if you would like to send us some fan letters for Bellamy Moon, or let us know about other aspects of the show you enjoyed, you can do so by post to Vinohradská 12-12099 Prague 2. As always, everything you have heard in the program can also be found at radio.cz. That is our website where you can discover a huge archive of reports and features in both text and audio form. And you can also sign up for a free news email there and use our podcasting. We'll talk to you again soon, but until then, from me, Sarah Borufka, and from all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
All my embraces with mirroring faces, the struggle is over, the hour has come. Come now we fly up to heaven inside us, light as a feather and bright as the sun. All my embraces with mirroring faces, the struggle is